such a feeling's coming over me. There is wonder in most everything I see. Not a cloud in the sky, got the sun in my eyes, and I won't be surprised if it's a dream. Everything I want the world to be is now coming true, especially for me. And the reason is clear, it's because you are here. You're the nearest thing to heaven that I've seen. I'm on the top of the world looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can learn my name, and it's telling me that things are not the same. In the leaves on the trees and the touch of the breeze, there's a pleasing sense of happiness for me. There is only one wish on my mind. When this day is through, I hope that I will find that tomorrow the same for you and me. All I need will be mine if you are here. I'm on the top of the world again, down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been around. Your love's put me at the top.
Om Shanti. We had begun this series on 25th of January, and today the last episode, 108. We are ending it on 24th of May. In this series, we have seen multiple versions spoken by Bap Dada to double foreigners. There are many, and we have covered just a small part of it. So the title of the series was Here Comes the Bridegroom. The bridegroom is here. There was a French philosopher, inventor, mathematician, Blaise Pascal. And one night, Pascal had a dream. And in that dream, he received a message. And he woke up at night and he wrote down that message. And again went off to sleep. The next day morning, when he woke up and he read that message, it was a very beautiful message. A message which he wrote down on a piece of paper, and for the rest of his life, he kept that paper tucked in his coat. What was that message? It was a very beautiful message. The message said, I don't want the God of philosophy. I want the God of Abraham, Jacob, and David. I want the God of ordinary persons. I don't want the God of egoistic persons. I don't want the God of philosophy. The God who is here and now. The God who is in front of me. The God of life. Jesus said, "The bridegroom is here. I am the bridegroom. I am in front of you here and now where you search me, where you are going. I am here and now I have come for you all." The God of life, not the God of egoistic people, not the God of philosophy, but the God of living life. So God should become a living presence. He should not be the God of translates or pictures or statues or imagination, but He should be a real God. Here is He now. Here has come the bridegroom to give you eternal freedom, to give you eternal liberty. And when He comes, what happens? You heard the song, "Such a feeling's coming over me. There is wonder in most everything I see. Not a cloud in the sky got the sun in my eyes. And I won't be surprised if it is a dream. Everything I want the world to be is now coming true specially for me. And the reason is clear. It's because you are here. You are the nearest thing to heaven that I have seen. I am on the top of the world." Where I am? On the top of the world. With so much happiness, with so much joy, with so much ecstasy. I am on the top of the world looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I have found ever since you have been around. Your love puts me on the top of the world. It's your love, it's your presence, it's your divine grace, it's your divine friendship, it's your divine marriage with you, that I am on the top of the world. Baba says, you are the highest, you are the holiest, you are the purest. None can be near you. When the bestower of fortune has given you the fortune, before the power of God, the power of soul cannot shake your fortune. So your fortune is the highest. You are the most fortunate souls in the world. There is an incident in the life of Jesus Christ. A woman comes and she has a perfume, very costly perfume. And she puts that perfume on the feet of Jesus Christ and washes his feet with her hair. And one of the disciples of Jesus Christ remarks, "Why are you wasting your perfume on washing the feet? You can sell the perfume, get the money and distribute the money among the poor people. That will be a greater service to Jesus rather than wasting your perfume on washing his feet." Jesus Christ said, "Let her wash. Poor will always be there, but I will not be there always. I am here and now. I will not be there always. So let her fulfill her heart's wish, whatever she wants, let her do. Because the bridegroom has come now. So do everything for him now, not later on. The real has come now, the counterfeit, the phony, the artificial is gone. Forget. So when God is here, be like that real Parvati." What she did to achieve Shiva? Intense tapasya. What she did? Intense to achieve him. It's not so easily that she got him. Great austerities are needed. And we have done those austerities and tapasya in so many of our births. And now we have got him. So we should be ready to do everything for him. Because we are on the top of the world. Something in the wind has learnt my name, and it's telling me that things are not the same. In the leaves on the tree and the touch of the breeze, there is a pleasant sense of happiness for me. Everything is making me happy. Every morning is making me happy. The chirping of the birds is making me happy. The rising sun makes me happy. Every morning's Murli, every Amrit Vela, Everything that happens throughout the day makes me happy. Why? Because bridegroom is here with you. There is a pleasant sense of happiness for me in the leaves on the tree and the touch of the breeze. There is only one wish on my mind. When this day is through, I hope that I will find that tomorrow will be just the same for you and me. All I need will be mine if you are here. If you are with me, I don't need anything. I have everything with me. I am on the top of the world. Looking down on the creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I have found ever since you have been around. Your love puts me on the top of the world. So God has come. Let that realization sink within. Deep love for Him sink within the heart. Let it not be an arid, dry, barren gyan. But dry should become wet. Gyan should become wet. Gyan should get soaked. Where? In the water of love. Gyan is seed. Love is water. And the attainment is the sweet fruit. If you want this attainment, you should water your gyan with daily sprinkle of love. And when you get God, this prapti will definitely come to you. Even if you don't want, it will still come to you. It is shown in Ramayana that after killing Ravan, Ram says, now you will be the king. He says to Bibhishan, brother of Ravan. Bibhishan says, oh Lord, I don't want anything. I want to become your servant. I want to follow you to Ayodhya. I don't want to become the king of Lanka. Ram says, you must become king of Lanka. Otherwise, what the world will say? You came and surrendered unto me. What is the result of that? The result is, you have become king. So that is the result. The world should know. What happens if somebody surrenders unto me? And you have surrendered unto me. You left everything and you had come unto me. Now this is the fruit. Prapti. This is the attainment. That you will be crowned as king. So when we become Babas, what is the prapti? What is the attainment? What is the achievement? We are crowned as king in the golden age. Even if you don't want, still you will become king. So this was a long journey of 108 days. And we have seen what Baba has said to all his double foreign children. And all those children were scattered across the world. It's a great wonder that when Brahma Baba was here, he never stepped out of India. All the Sakar Murlis were in front of Indian children. Where only hardly few were sitting. But yet Baba had that vision that one day children from abroad would come and they would take this knowledge. That was the prediction, and the prediction came true. And he really became the world benefactor. So the bridegroom has come. Rather, now we can say that the bridegroom is going. Here goes the bridegroom. Not comes. Bridegroom is growing today. So in this last episode, we will see how is this divine love. Last Sunday's Murli, yesterday's Murli was based on divine love. This divine love has got 8 specialities. So when you love God and when God loves you, something happens within. It's a very, very rare love. Rarest of the rare love. It's because of the great fortune that you get such a love. Rather, you don't get such a love, takes birth in the womb of Gyan. So this love is a very special love. And Baba talked about 8 things about this love in yesterday's Murli. The first, this love of God, Paramatma Sneha, is what? It's imperishable, avinashi. This is real. This is a real love. And this is selfless, niswarth. Selfless love, real love, and imperishable love. Whatever love that exists in the world, is it real? There's a story of one man. He takes his grandmother to an exhibition where there are a lot of paintings. Exhibition of paintings. So the grandmother comes in front of one painting. These are real paintings, not the ordinary. And it was a painting by Vincent. So she says, oh, this painting, the same picture is hanging in my room from last 30 years. It's an ordinary painting. She says, this painting, this is an ordinary painting, the same picture is hanging in my room, in my calendar from last 30 years. Now she doesn't know that the picture which is hanging in her room, that is artificial. This is the real picture. What picture she was talking of, which was hanging in her room, it's just a copy of this original. But what she feels, this is the copy of the original. What we are seeing, what we are used to, what we are accustomed to, that is real. But that is not real. That is counterfeit. That is phony. That is artificial. That is the copy. The real is here. Whatever gods you are worshipping till now, they all were copy, carbon copies. The real Shiva is here. The real bridegroom has come now. So yesterday Baba said, this divine love is real. This divine love is selfless. This divine love is imperishable. This is spiritual love. This is not physical love. This is platonic love. Non-physical, metaphysical, spiritual. This love is untouched by the physical impurities. Every physical love has defilement, impure bonds, impure emotions, impure attitude, impure drishti, impure vritti, impure touch. All human love is contaminated, adulterated by impurities of physicality, physical attractions. But this spiritual love, this divine love, has not a trace of physicality. Love exists when there is no body. Rather, what is the definition of real love? Real love has nothing to do with physical bodies. It is bodiless. It is ashariri. That is real love. So the first definition, the first thing which Baba spoke yesterday, Baba told yesterday about this real love, about this spiritual love, which the bridegroom is giving to all the brides. Baba said, you all are Sitas. I am Ram. Don't cross the border. The second thing about this love, that this love makes you lovely for the entire cycle. Because this love is the foundation of Brahmin life. This love makes you lovely for the whole cycle. Because this love is the foundation of Brahmin life. Without this spiritual love, without this love for God, without this divine love, Brahmin life is no life at all. You may have knowledge, you can do 7-day course and you may start explaining to people, but unless and until that spark of divine love, that luminosity of divine love, that sparkle of divine love is there within you, this life is no life at all. The third thing, this life is what? This is the life that gives you real bliss. Satcha Anand. This spiritual love gives you real bliss. That love of the world gives you frustration. Sometimes that person is angry, sometimes this person is angry. They are always fighting. Baba said in yesterday's Murli, if Baba is in between, male, female, there is no fight. If he goes away, there will be fight. Either fight or physical attraction. Either lust or quarrel. Either attachment or revenge, dislike, jealousy, something. The third thing is, this is the only love that gives you bliss. Reject all other loves. Put them in the reject list. Block. Spam. The fourth, this spiritual love is a magnet. It's a spiritual magnet that transforms the impure souls. Fifth, this spiritual love is what? Gives you adhikar, claim, and intoxication, spiritual intoxication, nasha. This is the only love that gives you this intoxication. Physical love doesn't give you that intoxication. Physical love gives you an intoxication that makes you unconscious. This love gives you an intoxication that makes you alert, awake. This is a very reverse intoxication. This love, this intoxication is not unlike that intoxication of the world, where person falls down in gutter. This intoxication makes you rise up. I am on the top of the world. Sixth, this intoxication, what it does? It is an entertaining, ramneek. It is not dry, it is not arid, it is not barren. It is entertaining, it is not insipid, tasteless. It is delicious, it is entertaining. Love. It makes your life entertaining. Seventh, it gathers together all the broken pieces of your heart. The worldly love has broken your heart into 100,000 pieces. This love makes everything together. You become whole. You become integrated, samagra. Last, this love makes everything easy. This love doesn't make things difficult. If it is only knowledge, then things are difficult. There is a complaint lodged by children. What they say? We have Gyan. We know Creator. We know creation. We know Baba. We know we are children. We know that He is Data, Vidata. He know we are. He is bestower. We know that He is everything. And yet, Gyan, yet yoga is so difficult. Yet, in yoga, we have so much difficulty. This remembrance is not easy. What is the reason? And what reason Baba gave yesterday? There is a leakage. Heart leakages. You have heart blocks and these are heart leakages. In medical, there is a mitral regurgitation, aortic regurgitation, tricuspid regurgitation, where there is a leakage of valve and the blood flows up again. Here also, there is a leakage. And whenever there is a leakage, it depends. The treatment depends on repair or replacement. Here also, you need to repair or replace. If the leak is too big, replace it totally. But if it is very small, you need to just repair it. And what is the leakage? Attachment. What is the leakage? Some attraction. To person, his body, his speciality, or some limited achievements, or some hatred for somebody. That is also a sort of attachment. You hate somebody, you are jealous of somebody. Or some object. Baba said, whenever these two things are there, you become like a balloon. Gas balloon, which goes up and it bursts. So either frustration or fluctuation. Either fluctuation will come, sometimes very happy, sometimes unhappy. Sometimes sahaj yogi, sometimes difficult yogi. Sometimes must, sometimes dil shikas. Sometimes you are lost, sometimes you are depressed. So these two things will happen. And another thing is dissatisfaction. Either these are the two results of leakages. Frustration and second, fluctuation, and second, dissatisfaction. You are not satisfied with anything. People will say, you are so fortunate. You say, I am not fortunate. People say, you are so happy. You will say, I am not happy. Because I don't have AC in my room. This is your illusion. People say, oh, you are so happy. You know so many things. You will say, I am not happy. I don't have a personal laptop. People say, oh, you have your own car. But you will say, my car is there, but it is very old. It's a very old model. So, today we end this series. Here comes the bridegroom had come, and he entertained us for 108 days with all the different versions. It is very difficult to leave him, but Baba says, now I will go. I'll come back again. There's a beautiful song in Hindi which says, the moon is half, the night is half. I fear our talks may not remain half. Oh, this language of love is also half. Everything is half. Don't go. Stop. The desires of the heart are still half. We don't want to go. The eyes are spilling. The eyes are drooping. The showers from the half eyelids that are also half. How long the desires remain half? Whether thirst may also remain. When this thirst will quench? The skies, the convoy of thirsty galaxies, they are also half. Everything is half. This Shyam is half. This Radha's love is half. These eyes, these lips, this union with you is half. Everything is half. Adha hai Chandrama, Rata adhi. Reh na jaye teri meri baat adhi, mulaqat adhi. So, from tomorrow we'll start another series. Om Shanti.
आधा है चंद्रमा रात आधी आधा है चंद्रमा रात आधी रह न जाए तेरी मेरी बात आधी मुलाकात आधी आधा है चंद्रमा रात आधी रह न जाए तेरी मेरी बात आधी मुलाकात आधी आधा है चंद्रमा प्यासा प्यासा गगन प्यासे तारों की भी है बारात आधी आधा है चंद्रमा रात आधी रह न जाए तेरी मेरी बात आधी मुलाकात आधी आधा है चंद्रमा.